we're moving the ball forward with respect to unmanned flights, but we're also working with our tenant partners to collaborate on the application and the commercial viability of using unmanned aircraft. So you're going to see a lot of that, but I think the most dramatic change will be buildings that are going to be built and more tenants doing more things out of the park.
Grand Sky operates within the Northern Plains UAS test site. The test site was one of six established by the Federal Aviation Administration, and the FAA will use results from the test sites to help develop rules and regulations which will eventually oversee the UAS industry. Thomas Sawyer Jr. says as the regulations for UAVs are developed, the FAA has to look at different ways to fly, as well as different aircraft to fly for different purposes.
The regulations are, and I think rightly so, being molded perhaps a little more carefully. We don't want to have a knee-jerk situation where you put a regulation in place that forbids or overly permits something. You know, let's work this through on a case-by-case basis and then kind of build regulation that makes sense.
Sawyer says in year one, Grand Sky saw major companies like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics move into the tech park. He says there's been a great interest by a number of smaller companies to get established at Grand Sky in year two. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.